This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Candy Green back. She is the Vice President of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. Also, we welcome Chase Hansel, the President of the Brevard Atheist Group. And they're here to talk about the Thursday event for November. And this month, it's going to be Theocracy or Democracy, Separation of Church and State. Candy, let's start out. Tell the folks a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and what you do.
Okay, the Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in the Space Coast in Brevard County. We advocate for labor, women's rights, environment, civil rights, and each month we take an issue and explore it with a panel of people from different aspects of that issue that we're talking about. On this month, it is Theocracy or Democracy, Separation of Church and State.
And it happens on Thursday, November 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center, 2205 Front Street in Melbourne. And tell us a little bit about the speakers that will be speaking that evening.
Well, we have a mixture. We have Reverend Scott Alexander from the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Vero Beach. We have Raed Al-Shaabi, Islamic Society of Brevard. Dan Bennett, Brevard Federation of Teachers. He's talking about separation of church and state in school, which is always an issue. Pat Hickman, she's a rabbi from Temple Israel. And ta-da, introducing Chase Hansel. He is the president of the Brevard Area Atheists.
Chase, tell us a little bit about what folks can expect on Thursday evening.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'd like to do some church-state education. And actually, right now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the words church-state separation. They don't actually show up in the Constitution, so where did we get them from? Jefferson, in writing to the Danbury Baptist Association, they were worried about their local state laws protecting their religious freedom, said, "I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declared that their legislature should, quote, make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state." So there is where the words came from Jefferson's letter. This has been used again and again since then, and even supported by the Supreme Court in Reynolds versus the United States in 1879. The Supreme Court wrote that Jefferson's comment, quote, may be accepted almost as an authoritative declaration of the scope and effect of the First Amendment. So this was really unique at the time. No other governments did this. It's still unique today. It's easy to think of theocracy versus democracy. Oh, well, there's these authoritarian governments that have religious leaders running the country. But even in Western liberal democracies such as Germany, you still have blasphemy laws. In fact, even in 2016, someone was fined for having a bumper sticker that was seen to be as defaming to religion. So we have issues all over the world that relate to church-state separation, including issues here in our county. We're in a lawsuit with the county commission over invocations because of discriminatory policies. We're going to be learning about that and a whole lot more.
Wow. So it sounds like it's going to be quite an educational evening from all different aspects. And as always, there'll be a short question and answer period at the end.
Yes, we start at 6:30 and we open at 6 o'clock. And then at 6:30, we begin the panel discussion and questions and answers afterwards. We try to be done by 8:30.
Once again, this is Theocracy or Democracy, Separation of Church and State. You can learn a lot on Thursday evening, the 2nd of November, at Front Street Civic Center, 6:30 p.m. And if you'd like more information about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance or any of their special events and causes, you can go to their website,
www.scpaflorida.com.
Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.